Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply concerned by reports of a recent crackdown by the government of Kyrgyzstan against independent media outlets and journalists. On January 16th, the Kyrgyz police detained 11 journalists who were working or had worked for various independent outlets, exposing alleged corruption involving Kyrgyz elites. On January 15th, police in the capital, Bishkek, raided the newsroom of the independent outlet 24.KG and briefly detained and interrogated its director and two top editors. Authorities also confiscated equipment and mobile phones of other 24.KG reporters, sent them home, and sealed the office, according to local media. This wave of arrests on the basis of a dubious charge amounts to a purge of local investigative journalism, said Jean Cavalier, head of Reporters Without Borders, Eastern Europe and Central Asia desk. Investigating corruption is not a crime, and police should not be used as a tool of intimidation, she added. Kyrgyzstan's Interior Ministry claimed the arrests were over material calling for mass riots on the social media pages of the outlets of 88 Desi and Temirov Live. In a joint statement, eight human rights groups, including Human Rights Watch, called on Kyrgyz authorities to take immediate and decisive steps to bring the country's respect for press freedom in accordance with its international obligations, and to drop the criminal cases that have been initiated against these independent media outlets. In the last few years, independent media and journalists, bloggers, and others critical of the Kyrgyz government's policies have faced increasing pressure, including politically motivated criminal cases, arrests, and imprisonment, noted Human Rights Watch. The websites of independent news sites have been arbitrarily blocked, and the authorities have attempted to close down media organizations because of their independent reporting, including a case against the Kyrgyz Service of Radio for Europe, Radio Liberty, which led to its bank account being frozen. These actions contribute to a pattern of government activity that appears aimed at stifling public debate and free expression, said State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller in a statement. We encourage the Kyrgyz authorities to ensure journalists can operate without undue pressure or harassment. A free and independent press is essential for protecting human rights, maintaining effective democratic institutions, and promoting peace and security.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.